Watson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Shimon Begg as the Game Master.
Anyway, let's move on from sleep. But if I look sleepy, that's fine. To the tale of Gideon Devilray.
Indeed. Can anyone remember what
that case
going?
I can remember I've got the wrong character sheet there, so let me
John
just...
I can't remember because he wasn't here.
What? That's possibly true, yes. Well, he's also got the wrong dice.
We had a Welsh person that basically solved the mystery for us. And I had it written here.
Oh, that's very good. That was the fella who'd got all the books, was it?
Yes.
We've been waiting to hear from.
But it was Jones's cousin.
The only
well, yeah, I mean that goes without saying.
Find is Cream of Satan. We discovered
we're listening
that
to Watson Hall. Why
you need to? It's very hard to destroy the mirror
because
it's such concentrated magic. Stop me if I'm getting too technical. Mm. So all you need to do is kind of reflect it so it's that spreads the magic out into a more disparate area, and then you can literally reflecting it in a huge flat mirror of some kind.
So we have to reflect that mirror in another mirror,
like
and
a
then
lake.
Perform a ritual. Yes. We have the ritual now.
So,
well, not a lake because it's too wavy.
No,
well, we need like a mill pond.
Lake.
We need a mill pond and a hot air balloon.
Large underground lakes is a possibility, but I don't think there are any nearby.
Right.
We did find some.
We found a lake. There's a lake underneath Castle
Mercury. Make a lake of mercury?
We decided, I think...
About giant polished basalt and things like that, which is a possibility too.
Okay. And did you suggest a hot air balloon?
No.
Because if you get a hot air balloon with tethers, it's not going to have to go up too high, obviously, because then it would reflect too much outside of the mill pond. So you'd have people on the ground holding it into position over the mill pond with the mirror underneath it, and that would then reflect itself in the... and it would be recursion, and there would be millions and millions of these mirrors created. That's a terrible idea. No, that's exactly what we're after.
We don't need to involve the existing big mirrors, as I understand.
No, it's just the one mirror to rule them all. The one with the three ovals in it.
But this is how you get it over the mill pond, perfectly over the big mirror.
Can you remind me, Shim, do we actually need to reflect the mirror in a big flat thing, or do we just need a big mirror to...
As far as you can work out, you just need a mirror that can be a... with sympathetic magic. The positioning of the mirrors does not seem to necessarily be germane.
Despite me saying literally reflecting.
Little away the larger.
I mean, yours is very poetic. I love it.
Yes, but it's not literally reflecting.
It doesn't appear to be
required. So I don't get a balloon flight out of this adventure.
We could perform the ritual in a balloon. I'm just worried what happens at the end of the... So we have the wording of the ritual,
hey,
I believe.
I've never shot anything out of a balloon.
No. If I go up in the balloon, you're not shooting me out of it, all right?
No.
It'd be a very unsporting target.
No. I want to be up there, and also because I'm sure I, you know, with an extra height and decent line of fire.
No, but he would think to look up.
No, I can't find the notes. But that's the summary of it, more or less.
Yeah. So I believe it's basically focusing on the mirrors while doing some intense concentration. Chants. You've got the chants.
We shall take it.
Indeed.
Because while this mirror exists, basically there is a connection between this world and the inhabitants in the other
the
world.
The mirror world, shall we call
that
it?
Seems to be the case, yes. Yeah.
And it's got, the inhabitants, they've got a name, haven't they?
Yes.
Drychog.
Drychog, that was it.
Drychoglod are the inhabitants.
It's more of a throat really. Clearing than a name.
You know, them things what are in mirrors is more or less it's more or less what it means.
You know, it's mirror it's like... creature, I was expectorating you.
It's the Welsh equivalent of idiopathic hepatopathy, which means
yeah, exactly.
I don't know what's wrong with your liver in medical terms.
But it's not like anything I've seen before.
Yes, exactly. It's a specific thing, I don't know what it is.
I don't wish to preempt your archaeological discovery, but could it be a series of low walls?
For ritual purposes.
Mm-hmm. Right then, so we don't actually need
a
big mirror.
In our thing, sympathetic reflection in our handouts is the one, I think, which...
Handouts. What page am I on?
Lloyd's letters, sympathetic reflection. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, he tried a load of mirrors, and this is the one he ended up with. And this was kind of wrong as well, as far as we can tell. He was trying to make the perfect mirror.
What on earth led to these things? You know,
well, he made the perfect mirror, but these were his trials.
I'm not convinced it is the perfect. I mean, I take your point. Well, that's the logical end point. But I think this is still a cock-up, but it's a hard cock-up.
The fact that you laughed at it first, Nick, it's...
Moving swiftly on.
Sometimes I'm just listening to what I say.
So is this your broad plan? For dealing with the situation?
Apparently it's our firm plan.
Underground lake.
Underground lake, yeah.
Synthetic magic.
So not Bolivia, okay.
So we need to be down somewhere like the Blue John Mines or somewhere where
Yeah.
I think maybe we literally mentioned them.
You'd mentioned some kind of underground lake, yes. I don't actually remember where it was, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of absolutely still reflecting pools.
It would take a full day. Bring some sustenance, chamber pot, that sort of thing.
Bring a chamber pot.
Full dress parades. I've taken some. Yeah. I mean, I've preached some extremely long and boring sermons.
They just felt like a day. Take care also to exclude the curious, that you may not be disturbed at a crucial moment. So we need somewhere we can guard. I think if only we knew. A semi-violent man with a gun who could stand at the entrance.
As opposed to an exceptionally violent one.
No! We only have a semi.
Jones isn't that violent. He's a good lad.
Don't think I'm going to entrust this project to a Welshman.
Well, no. I mean, I'll be stood by him.
Okay, so let's find an underground lake. Do we need, like... electric lighting, probably torches are more traditional.
It's more traditional, isn't it?
But would the flickering light... can't buy lanterns around at this point.
I think so.
Tungsten carbide drill.
No.
There's trouble at milk.
I think if a tungsten carbide drill is giving off enough light that everyone can see by it, then it's time to leave the area.
I think for the sake of the fact that doing a ritual to an underground lake is very cool, I'm going to quietly ignore the bit I've written in here where it says allow the first rays of the sun to strike the mirror.
Dig a hole in the roof.
Nice to know that.
No, at that point we set off the dynamite.
Underground lake is sufficiently cool to justify changing that.
We could use an array of mirrors. So that is not impossible.
You could use an array of mirrors, that's true. Oh, yes, wow. Good thought.
We have all watched Legend.
Carbide lamps only 1900. It's shocking.
Ooh. Bloody hell. Wrong way from that.
That's yeah, expensive. I had a feeling they were not that old.
So the idea of an underground lake is basically there's no wind. So
what
did
they use as footlights around now? Because
limelight.
Some...
Yeah.
Limelight. Not quicklime. Don't make that mistake.
No, generally speaking, if you're doing a stage performance, you don't want your performers in quicklime. That's very true.
But it's a very specific type of performance.
And I feel a bit of a one-off.
It's a single,
a unique performance. Yes.
There's lots of aspiring actors.
So we're going to
what
put
are extras
together...
for? The extra is the very name.
We're going to put together a little kit with some snacks, toilet facilities, some weapons. You need to be not
so
disturbed for
how
a day
many
down here.
Okay.
So how many pheasants are we going to have in the snacks?
Well, we're not going to have any live ones, so you can take that idea out yet.
Oh.
Look, I think it'll probably be a cold collation, quite honestly.
Nothing, we're just basically something that we're not going to pass out from exhaustion. Are we going to... Can we take turns doing the ritual shim? Can someone take over, or does it have to be one person is the focus of it?
Participants?
It does suggest you can take a break, presumably. Mm-hmm. Be sure to bring sustenance and, if possible, your assistance.
Mm-hmm. Did I specify...
And yeah, we'll rig up some...
Oh yeah, basically, between you, you essentially need... Mechanically, you need to achieve 10 successes.
Right, okay.
So the more of you that participate, but yeah, you can potentially...
So we can
you know,
do it in...
Take a break.
In parallel, rather than in series?
It appears to be, yes.
All right, well, let's...
So we can't get, you know, a gas-powered light, but we can apparently have an engineering circuit diagram for our operation.
we can get limelight, just not...
Yeah, it's going to be a bit awkward. Don't you just have to burn a... block of that? Is that how that one works?
No, I think there's a massive hydrogen flame that heats the...
Okay.
Could we not?
Yeah, it just gets a little bit exciting. It gets a,
underground plague.
It gets a little bit exciting as well when it gets wet, but it's fine.
But we're not
going to
put it in the lake.
Underground. It's not going to rain on our underground
drip?
Lake.
No, it's not going to... No, you're
and
not.
Where
has
that water come from? Won't drip at all.
It'll be
no.
fine. All right, let's... Do that then. Do we need it to do any more preparations?
Well, I believe it's basically late evening.
The likelihood
you've spent
of it
all
exploding
this time
is minimal.
Studying for things, and we're retiring to the Eagle. You've been chatting to Irishman, who definitely has no sinister antecedents, in a pub.
Though I think he wants us to think he does.
He definitely wants you to think he does, yes.
He was a nice bloke. Stood me around.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Irish.
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe he didn't know you were in the army.
He was Andy, wasn't he?
No, he did.
I think, especially when you pointed out, or you emphasised that you've been stationed in India. You know, the tension in the air perhaps lessened a bit.
I'm not sure how the British army were really the enemies in the 60s and 70s, weren't they? 90s. I'm not sure how they thought of it in the 80s, 50s.
No, that's a different thing, but sorry, I'm just flashing on Hanrahan, which I really shouldn't be doing.
Suffice to say,
you don't want to flash on Hanrahan.
At almost any point in at almost any point in relatively modern history, you can simply take it for granted that the British are largely seen as the enemy. Sometimes a very professional enemy, sometimes a rather laughable enemy who nonetheless seem to manage to win occasionally, but generally not the good guys.
Well, Thanksgiving, we had a number of nationalities around the table, all of whom's nations had been invaded and fucked over by the British.
But you didn't have any First Nation attendees then?
No, all Hawaiians, so I didn't get any.
Yeah, it's because there aren't many of either left, you know why?
That's true. We did need you there to eat the pumpkin pie, though.
Rather weirdly, the Hawaiians actually now would prefer to be. I've actually asked to be come back under Britain, please.
Yes, the one place.
It's not going to happen.
Because that was a private consortium of corporations of America, I believe. Nothing to do with the nation. Anyway. So we'll go to bed, but that's our plan. we're going to, in the morning, make preparations for a lake expedition.
Yeah. So
I will start reading through the rituals and memorising what I can in case something happens.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll go through, talk things over with you and work out, you know, what places we all need to occupy in this thing.
That seems entirely sensible.
Make some notes.
Yeah.
I'll arrange the tuck.
Tucker and ammo, that's your that's your department.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Grange Hill.
Get out of there, ammo! He's going to go off.
How much ordnance do you need? I mean, what sort of level?
As soon as you're using the word ordnance, I feel like you've perhaps gone a bit further over the top than I was expecting.
I mean...
it's like casually dropping materiel into the
I mean, I can get up to I can get up to an 8-pounder reasonably easily, but
8-pounder, etc.
But and obviously, you know, there's that. Well, there's it's all a bit hush hush at the moment, but. There's this chap Maxim.
And, he'll never make
we
that
shall
work.
Win.
Sorry?
Never make that work.
No, no, but it's very exciting. I've seen a few demonstrations, and before the gun actually explodes, there's a lot of bullets put out for it, mostly in the right direction.
Presumably, the key point is timing it so that they're charging you as you start firing. So when it explodes, it causes the maximum amount of shrapnel.
But the thing is, we don't have one of these weapons, so
plus
somewhat
au contraire.
Is that a good idea? We just want one end.
excuse me, gents. Sir, would any of you care for hot water? I can have the lad run a bath for you if you'd like.
All together. Mm.
Would any of you care for hot water? I can have the
bathing rooms at the end of each floor, sir. It is a luxury hotel.
It is. That would be marvelous.
Splendid, thank you.
I'll send someone up when it's ready for you, sir.
Do you have one of those
chandeliers, sir?
No, the long
maid servants,
the long
swashbucklers,
the long
anacondas,
bendy things,
anacondas,
loofah.
Sounds dangerous in Northern to me.
Sounds very unhygienic, sir. I'm afraid not. We have got some scrubbing brushes.
That will do.
On a stick.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I say scrubbing brush. I mean, yard brush is a more normal term, sir. But I can stand just outside the door and scrub you down.
Presumably this is also one of Jones's duties.
He uses the garlic in accordance with regulations.
It's not properly clean unless you can smell the clean at a distance of 5 metres, the yards at this point. You have, you know, nightcaps brought up of whichever variety.
I always look silly in those.
Hot milk. Is Bovril? There's got to be Bovril, surely. Is Bovril?
Bovril, I think, is around. If it's not, it's only a few years. It's only a few years. Oh, no, hang on. It was named after... There is beef tea, certainly.
Beef tea.
But maybe not Bovril, because it was... Was it 1879?
What has it got in it that we now consider a
class A narcotic?
When's
Marmite?
Marmite is Australian, isn't it?
Fuck no, right off. Marmite is...
No, yeah. 1902.
Touched a nerve there, Nick.
Yeah, Marmite is from Burton.
I'm not a fan of either of them. From where? Burton?
Burton-on-Trent.
Bovril calling Danny boy. Sorry, that was my Richard Burton impression.
So
it was a little bit more like Marmite, to be honest.
Yep, those of you who wish can have a nice hot bath. Actually relatively
Yes, I think it's going to be sensible if we're going to be underground.
Been sweating through all these dusty books all day. It's probably for the best.
We're going to be travelling back first, I assume. I don't think we brought the mirror with us. Did we?
No, you haven't. So, yeah, you have a nice bath. You know, nice tiled rooms, huge mirror on the wall over the bath.
We left it next to a 20-foot-high sign saying, "Do not touch the monstrously hazardous magical artifact, man."
It's true. And most of the servants can read, it turns out. You enjoy your nice... A couple of times, you know, Colonel, you glimpse something hideous in the mirror from it, and then you realize, oh, you know, it's your big toe or whatever.
Two things.
Obviously,
Because I'm somewhere that I don't really know. My gun is in the bathroom, but obviously not within reach, so I can't just immediately shoot something.
Yeah,
I'm actually going out to the bathroom.
We've learned that that's not a good idea.
Yeah, and two, I'm still
finally
only a
paid
captain.
Off the families.
Though I'm quite happy to be promoted.
True. Yes. Sorry. Captain.
Anyway, that toe got shot off at Cornpool.
Brass toe, perhaps. Mm. You have a relative. You're feeling. You know, you've got a strategy at this point for resolving this problem. You're feeling better. Your warm drinks. Strong alcohols, etc., are brought. You have your final pipes, cigars.
Please stop saying final.
Of the evening, I was about to say.
Thank you.
I'm
already wondering what's going to go horribly wrong, because something is bound to, isn't it?
No, surely not. I would never. And you get...
Replaced by stunt doubles for the remainder of the adventure.
Just making a quick note.
We'll probably start being sensible. I mean, it's either we've been replaced by stunt doubles or Tina's joined us.
You have a really good night's sleep. Actually, I've rolled an extremely small number. The kind of tension of... Yeah, okay, but what are we actually going to do about this is dissipating. You've had a relatively pleasant evening. You're away from where all this has been going on, which has helped a bit. You understand the problem more. You've had nice hot baths, hot drinks, and yeah, actually, it's fine. You awake, rested at a relatively normal time.
Good Lord, is it afternoon already?
We're wanting... water for shaving, sir.
Well, yes.
Of course. Mm. Yeah. Hot water,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, they'll bring in, you know, a bowl of hot water for you, etc. Sharpen your razors for you if you wish.
I can do something at myself.
Get the side of mutton chops absolutely straight.
Mm-hmm. If only you had some sort of laser.
You don't need it with a proper cutthroat.
Mm.
Get those cavalry whiskers looking sharp. Not that I have cavalry whiskers, but still.
We're not here, but...
Well, I was into the cavalry. It would look a bit presumptuous.
Stuff that mounted on the wall. Yeah. Most unreasonable. Would you be wanting breakfast up here, sir, or would you care to take it downstairs?
I'll happily have it in the mess. That's fine.
Indeed.
Yeah. Upstairs in our room, then.
you go down. You know, they bring you, you know, your kippers,
kedgeree.
I was going to guess, what? Kedgeree. Yes, kedgeree. You know, sausages, porridge, all mod cons, the very latest 1860s. You know, delights. It's a bit slow in coming. They seem a bit short-staffed, but otherwise fine. Well, are you wanting to make arrangements for travel?
Oh, I think we probably should, yes.
Yeah.
Can we get something delivered?
What would you like delivered, sir?
Well, so where are we going? What cave are we going to?
Well, I assume immediately what you want to do is get back from Llanrwst to...
Then pick up the mirror.
One issue is possibly that caves at this period, not all of them are open to the public and easy to get into, and some of them are working mines still.
No, the one I was looking at, it might actually be Blue John, but is that by Castleton?
Possibly?
Yeah, I can't remember. That's exactly my thought.
I was about 10 when I went to Blue John.
Well,
so
last time I went was for my... was it Jock?
Castleton, Derbyshire or some other Castleton?
Castleton, Derbyshire.
Yeah.
Because that was where... Because that was where I worked out was the nearest one to where we were in Lincolnshire.
Relatively easy to travel because Lincoln to Sheffield should be fairly straightforward given the industrial aspect. Obviously, Sheffield into over the Peak District is a little bit trickier, but...
Mm. Cut down to Derby and then basically...
Entirely manageable, yeah.
Just got lots of changes, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Saying that, it might be that you go to... brain's gone dead. Town just north of Derby, or between Derby and Sheffield, you'll... not Rotherham. That's too far. Anyway, there's another one. There's another place where you potentially go cross Pennine.
Can't immediately think of it, but I'm sure you're right.
Chesterfield.
Yes, it is Chesterfield.
Chesterfield makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, entirely doable. Go via Chatsworth. You know, stop off, say hello.
That'll go down well, won't it?
Yeah. Do you want the dog cart brought round to take you to the station?
Excellent.
Yeah. They can do that. And
I'll double check. Right, old chap. Nothing strange happened overnight?
One of the staff had an accident, so nothing major.
Anything I can help with? Not really my responsibility, unless that's a bit serious. But
he seems to be coming to his senses now, sir. Slipped in the bathroom, I think, sir.
Nothing to do with mirrors, was it, by any chance?
The mirror was damaged, sir. He fell and hit his head on the mirror, I believe.
Ah, right.
Interesting.
Okay. Jones will be with us because obviously, even though we'll be travelling first class, I mean, I'll have made sure that he's on the train. Probably second class again, because obviously, you know, he is an NCO now, so he's got to get more used to the finer things in life.
You get a roof now in second class.
Well, he does. Ooh. Yes, actually, I mean... Actually, by now, you probably even get a roof in... There might be the odd trade that doesn't, but most of them now have covered roofs.
Rather than lying on the roof.
Yeah. Might have roofs, but no walls, I think, at this point.
Yeah. But either way, just have a quick word with Jones, because obviously he's aware of... And, I mean, he can talk...
Welsh,
well, to the natives, you know, and just basically, you know,
I shall have a word, sir.
Thank you, Jockey Var.
He nods in a kind of
touching your Jockey Var.
he heads off. He's able to integrate himself a little more closely into what's going on. Come back. Yes, sir. Been some sort of, as you said, some accident in one of the bathrooms, sir. Looks a chap fell and hit his head. rather nasty, but it seems to have come round. But the mirror's pretty much done for. Split right across it is.
None of those rather going off mirrors recently.
None of those. What was the name of those things string through the mirror?
The Drichogods.
Yes, exactly. None of those involved.
I haven't seen any sign of anything like that, sir. My not quite expert opinion, the chap did seem very pale, sir.
So
doesn't seem to have lost a terrible amount of blood, which would be, you know, I mean, it's not odd when a chap's pale and he's had all his life's blood spilt out of him. But
remind me, what's a terrible amount of blood? I generally use just imperial measurements.
So a terrible amount of blood. Generally, if
you're not going to get it back before you
if you lose your leg. And we don't get the tourniquet on within about, and the tourniquet doesn't go on until about 2 or 3 minutes afterwards. You've then lost a terrible amount of blood and probably won't be around for much longer.
I see.
However, if we get it on pretty sharpish, that's merely a god awful amount of blood. And
is that less than a terrible amount of blood?
Oh yes.
Might hop again one of these days.
Well, I mean, all of this serves to underline to me the urgency of our mission, gentlemen.
Indeed.
The longer we leave this,
it's not that I shall go and live in a lighthouse somewhere.
Not one of those with giant mirrors on it.
A huge parabolic mirror.
why hold off the inevitable?
To me, we have a solution to this problem. Let's get on with it.
Well, the sooner we can get it done... Do we get paid? Sooner we can sort things out from our chum.
I think you potentially get reasonable rates on any stuff you want to purchase from the house, which is... mates' rates. Some of you have decided to dispense with the mates' rates entirely. Zen.
I think if we just melt everything down, you know, he's not going to want it. Then we'll just take the raw materials.
The dog cart will come round. You can head off to the station if you wish.
Yeah. Quite happy to, you know, skip to the end.
Yep. You take the train, you head back, you return to Snobby Court.
Right. Pick up. Well, we'll probably do it tomorrow. So if we spend today packing, hampering, I'm going to go over the ritual again. I'm going to talk to everyone about where they should be and how to get on with it.
Are you not hampering? I thought that was your role. Is this your role?
Do you know who controls the caverns at this point?
No, this is what I was saying.
I think they're actually on public display.
Could we hire them out?
You might want to at least notify someone if you're going to use it for an occult ritual for the day.
Oh yeah, yeah, no. We'll pay for we'll pay to have it.
Don't use the word damages. Don't say we'll pay for damages that will suggest to them that, you know, the man with the very large weapon is going to use it.
This is natural. You can't damage nature. So
it's my emotional support shotgun.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
it's my emotional support 8-pounder.
National parks and things, isn't it? We're fine. We can just destroy everything.
Yeah.
6-pounder. It won't be an 8-pounder, will it? It'll be a 6-pounder. 6-pounder is the one that
enough
they pull
of
behind
your
the
toilet gun. Habits.
The pull behind the gun carriage, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can retire for the night and prepare to head off to the cavern. So that is your plan. Okay. You do so. That's another extremely low number. Nobody is mauled in the night.
Hooray!
Good.
But, again, underlines why we should be cracking on with it. To the caves.
Yes, you proceed to the caves. It's probably going to be sort of... depending whether you wish to get up at a civilised time or crack of dawn.
The sooner we can start in, the better, as long as we don't get up so early that we fall asleep.
It's probably going to be lunchtime, so by the time you arrive, enjoy a repast on the railway of whatever hamper you've had brought for you. And you arrive at the Blue John Caverns.
Change of plan? Instead. Keep calling it Blue John, but it might be. It might be Speedwell.
Whichever of those has a bigger lake in it.
Speedwell. Yeah, Speedwell has a huge lake.
Yeah.
You arrive
and 100% safety record.
Of course. Of course. Wouldn't dream of writing down about any of the disasters that happened. It'll only put people off. Arrive at Speedwell Cavern, where a couple of retired military types, or very happy to let you in, casually turn away a few other visitors who ask if they can see the cavern. Sorry, so close today.
Get fucked.
Sorry,
perhaps more diplomatic.
Get fucked, sir.
Private function. Number two.
Appear to be experiencing some sort of, palm tremors syndrome.
Oh, yes. I found that's often relieved by the application of gold sovereigns.
Oh, very, very thank you very much, sir. It does soothe the tremors. They show you in and are happy to show one of them will pull up some sort of blockade or whatever it is they have around the entrance, and show you the lake, which is really rather nice.
It is very good.
It's
a lovely underground lake. So what's the idea?
We wish to set things up. Being gentlemen of a certain level of wealth, wish to conduct an experiment involving light, so it is very important. We need to do this at night, don't we? So we can end it with the sunrise.
With the sunlight hitting the
it is very important that no light be admitted until then.
As you say, sir. They'll rig up some curtains of some sort to ensure it is thoroughly screened.
And I say, it is actually a tourist attraction, even back now.
It is at this stage, is it? Right.
Yeah. 1771 was when it was actually, when they actually were mining and went, bloody hell, there's a dirty great big cavern underneath here.
They did tourist attractions in the Victorian era. Caves. Not wrong with a good cave.
Yeah, but I mean, he's talking, before that. Is that Georgian?
Yeah.
Or was that between...
William? I don't know what
he's probably not called Billiam.
George. I only know this from the horrible history song. George, Will, Victoria.
Okay, I don't know that one, sorry.
My friend Billy had a 6-foot Willie.
I generally think about this kind of period as when people talk about, you have to put... skirts on piano legs or whatever. No. If you go back to the Georgian times, it's very much, let's go shopping. Oh, those people are shacking in the streets.
Take the skirts off the piano legs.
Different times.
We've been watching Harlots, which is a Georgian brothel. Me and Shauna, a Georgian brothel.
You've been watching a Georgian brothel?
Show.
Through a time-travelling mirror, presumably.
It's very bawdy.
Imagine a bawdy house living up to both parts of its name.
That's right, you don't see Georgian drama as much as you see Victorian. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
I strongly recommend it to those admirers of history and tits. Continue.
I think if we we want to get a bit of a boost in listenership numbers, we should probably title the episode History and Tits. And if people say, hang on, where are the tits? I say, well, here we are.
We might be the history as well. Yeah.
Eccentrica, you only have three.
You set yourselves up around at, you know, a point where you can see the lake waters clearly with your limelights ready to shine as you think appropriate. And
green,
you go over the limelight. Go over the things in your mind.
So, do you want me to be part of this mumbo jumbo stuff, or do you want me to
guard the entrance? Kent.
Or do you want me to basically make sure I'll be up here with Jones? Then
I do think we need one or two of us to not be part of it.
Right.
Yeah, so,
well, if you're doing the actual ritual,
we've all got
as
something
such
to bring to this ritual, Captain. But I think the thing you should bring it is silence.
Oh no, no, I'm more than happy to be up here with Jones.
So
I owe him from the last time we played cards, so I've got to get my money back and all that.
A question, and I don't know if you know the answer, is how big is Speedwell Lake?
Fucking big.
There we go. Now we're talking. The captain's
language
consists of god-awful amount of blood and fucking big legs. And it's fine. Can you compare it to the size of Wales, Kevin?
I don't know. About sperm, maybe?
It's very deep.
250 square metre surface area for bottomless pit.
I take it the depth is irrelevant, is it?
Pretty much,
you need a flat surface. It could be a half inch.
Okay. Okay, so one of you, perhaps Professor Zane, will attempt to attune, create the sympathetic link required by this ritual.
Oh dear.
Me or the Reverend.
You've got to be sympathetic, have you, Zane?
Unless the Reverend strongly objects.
Does it need to be just one of us, or can we work on it together? Do we think, based on what we've read?
If it can be me and the Reverend, that would be particularly good.
You can combine your forces if you wish. Someone will need to...
Be sort of, I don't know, what do you call it, assisting, officiating, what's the...
So this is sufficiently...
Laughing hysterically, I think, is generally the word I'd use, but...
Sufficiently simple, you don't actually need to roll for it. You simply need to expend some willpower points.
That's not the same as sanity, I hope, because
it's not.
That is not a resource.
Your
it WP. Is magic. Professor Zane has a lot of.
Willpower dots equal to your current power.
Yeah. It's your magic points. It's the same with magic points.
Nine. Okay.
Yeah, so just you know.
Less powerful than I thought I was.
Knock off one of those for now. Okay. One apiece if you're combining your efforts, slightly does your head in, but you think if you're conceiving the mirror and the lake as each other in a very real sense, perhaps the Rev is more suited to this.
I haven't invented thought for the day yet.
That's true. You're a man ahead of your time.
And this underground ritual is a bit like Jesus.
In a cave.
I think I'm more of no, your wife died because it was God's plan school.
Mm-hmm. The reassuring school.
Sometimes you just need someone to tell you that.
Yeah.
Who really believes it, so you do too.
You begin chanting. Presumably you wait for the first rays of the sun, and then one of you twitches aside the curtains and lets the rays strike the water through whatever arrangement you have set up of smaller mirrors. It looks like one of those, you know, complicated laser traps in some kind of spy movie.
Or like that bit in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Specific bit in Legend where this is exactly what it is.
Or that one. Yes, okay. Like that bit.
I just was too distracted by Tom Cruise.
And his furry pants.
Yes.
And
I didn't notice
let the chanting
begin.
Whereas
I liked Tim Curry's horns.
He is a horny Tim Curry.
It was a very horny Tim Curry.
So I just need
really
to turn
need
off
to read his memoir.
Someone
yeah,
is...
I suspect I do as well, actually.
But... I keep getting notifications and I need to turn them off.
Reverend, I just need the toilet. Hold the fort, will you?
Hold the pot.
Don't peer the water.
Too notifications. Late. Disable desktop notification. Thank you. Sorry. People choose unfortunate moments to suddenly start having very intense conversations in things.
Mm-hmm. Are you being Discorded?
Yeah, it's the Saturday Discord is suddenly, you know, people sending pictures of cats
that.
And so on.
I appear to be part of that, by the way. I don't know whether
You aren't, because we were testing if you could record in it.
Yes, that's right.
I can take you out if you want.
Well, no, it's fine. It's just a bit odd, that's all.
Sneak peek to what I'm doing to other groups.
Yeah, but it's probably nothing useful like running this adventure before it get to us so that we can see what a mess they made of it.
Two of them are allergic to Call of... or to
you
things
can't be
that
allergic
on...
to... Oh,
dear. Yeah, seriously. Ollie, in particular, is basically... If it is not something very similar to D&D, where you are a hero accruing power and, sweeping majestically across the land... it doesn't do anything for him.
You accrue power in Call of Cthulhu briefly, usually. Unspeakable power.
It saddens me, because I feel if he was interested, I think he would really enjoy playing Cthulhu Mysteries, but he's not.
Briefly.
Well, let me put it this way. So this was second edition. So this is back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But we played a very long campaign that basically from my first year through most of the way to my third year. Where, for reasons, even
always
some of us
reason.
Were not technically, there were at least a couple of us who had zero sanity, and obviously should no longer have been allowed to play. But we carried on because there were reasons why the sanity that we had at that point. And so basically, because they were on zero sanity, I wasn't one of them. it meant that they could basically get their Cthulhu mythos up to stupidly high, and were reading stuff.
That seems a bit of a fudge.
And at one point, we got summoned.
This is supposed to lead your character at zero.
Yeah, and at one point, we got summoned. Which is always that wonderful moment of, let me put it this way, if it was World War II, we possibly would have had little zigzags on our,
Not skulls on them hands.
The skulls are just for aerodynamics.
Obviously, that was actually the start of Stroboscope.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So there is some overlap. Mm. Okay. We once again have the Nick. So, yeah, you begin chanting. You begin focusing intently on the mirror, this strange... ancient is perhaps too strong a word, but antique mirror.
You read the immortal words out loud. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, I can boogie.
The boy stood on the burning glass. Oh, no, that's wrong.
No, my burning glass. That was expensive. You try to
conflate the mirror and the lake in my head.
Yeah, you do so. You try to. I mean, basically, you're rotating the mirror in your mind. You know, that's pretty much what you're doing.
This is small. That is far away.
Now,
is that what this comes down to, really?
Basically, yeah.
Would you make me, since you have found a larger thing, would you make an intelligence times 3 roll each, please?
Is this just the two people involved in the...
Anyone who is participating in the ritual.
I was rather hoping a cult would be more involved.
Dead
on. Oh, that's the unit. Let's see what the... Oh, 13. Under Ooh. 30.
Yeah, made dead on.
Perfect, okay. Made Mason, be there.
Who rolls units first?
Well, I dropped the unit.
He who drops the dice on the floor can't actually see what the hell it is.
Hang on, my novice, you don't even know.
Well, I was about to find that somewhere. Anyway, yes, we both made it, incredibly.
Yeah, and, sorry, Mason, are you doing
this part? Well, sorry, I wasn't. I
staying out? Hey, no, it's entirely...
I'm not sort of chanting or anything. I'm there with the bits and pieces they need, and you know,
your
sure.
pragmatism personified,
plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this, not really. This is fine. I'm just not wearing the robes, you know. Yeah.
So basically, this is just both of you managed.
It's Benjamin
to...
as well. I realise it says Mason. Bit of a misunderstanding on what we're playing.
Yes, good point. Yeah, Benjamin is assisting with the practical side of the ritual, as is presumably Jones. Zane and the Reverend seamlessly manage to, picture this strange four-dimensional shape without developing migraines or anything similar. And you begin to, after 10 minutes or so, you begin to perceive the pure mathematical properties underlying this mirror.
Oh yeah, there's maths involved, wasn't
there? You begin to perceive not just the third, but the fourth, the fifth, the 97th dimension extending from it. A complex geometrical shape that really your mind feels like it should not be able to comprehend. Hundreds of dimensions are collapsed into this nexus.
And just as everything starts feeling really, really weird,
and could you make
you see a doggy.
Could you make me a sun roll, please? To mitigate
smell of
the effect.
Petroleum pervades throughout, I shall say, and collapse to the floor.
Helpful.
That will be a failed sanity roll.
That is a failed sanity. Curse you, I need to find a different shaped die now.
I failed. It doesn't matter how I failed by, but it was a fair chunk.
Okay, well... This
and
isn't necessarily
I'm stupider
terrible.
Than I am sane, but I managed to pass.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
This Rev, sorry, could you also a sun roll for me, please?
59. Again, the I like this ring. It's getting me exact successes.
Okay, so Rev, you are losing 3 points of sun, I'm afraid, from the strain.
My brain.
Zane, a mighty five.
Oh,
a mighty five for you.
I am 1 point away from losing 20% of my sanity.
You'll be fine.
That is a thing.
I don't think that's a thing in this game.
Yes, it sort of is. There is. You should have a recovery sand number. Or is it? One of the various.
Breaking point.
Breaking point. Thank you. That is 80% of your sand. And that
my
is.
My recovery sand.
No, the 80% one. Which is breaking point, I think.
80% of what? My current sound?
Of your sound at the start of the adventure.
Which is 7. Okay, and I've just lost 5.
Yeah,
when you've lost that much.
Okay. How does this affect you? What is the narrative effect of this shock to your systems, gentlemen?
So what hair is it starts to fall out. It's just
the
multiplicity.
You are perceiving too many dimensions.
This is how the angels see, of course.
Not
a space where man is meant to tread lightly.
It is a transcendent space. Yeah, you are perhaps, just simply frozen almost in awe of this
well,
thing.
Zane comes
Professor.
The same idea. This is a space in which man is not meant to intrude, but he views it as forbidden and harmful and always there, pervading everything and just unseen. And that is a vertiginous feeling for Zane because
don't fall in the pond. This is
and everywhere he moves and everything he goes and moving through all these strange dimensions that he wasn't hitherto aware of, and he finds that a deeply disturbing thought.
Okay.
You're not like Zaphod, where you come out thinking, yeah, I really am the centre of the universe.
For a transcendent space, is there a distressing lack of breasts. So.
Zane, you stumble, perhaps, you know, thrash briefly, clutch at the wall of the cavern for support, and then realise that, too, is...
I look at my hand and realise that's you.
Look, all these wrinkles in your hand, and if you look closely enough, you can see they are basically infinitely complex.
Oh, they're fractalating out.
You are conceiving the fractal. It's horrifying.
You can't escape it.
Benjamin, are you going to intervene in any way?
If he looks like he's stuttering and splash a bit of cold water, not out the pool. I'm prepared for this. Bit of a cold flannel around the face. Jolt of brandy.
And then I
go full airplane on him.
Okay. Let's see how he responds to that.
If we could put this under, etiquette or something, that would be great.
No, you did not. You suffered a temporary. You suffered a temporary lapse of self control. Benjamin's reassuring presence. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, give me a roll on reassure.
Like a skill that I can miss by three.
Fail it.
A tick,
no, I've just missed it by three.
A tick, you say?
Well, I suppose.
I've
rolled 43. I've only got 40.
It's not as reassuring as you'd like.
You can't. No, you can't do it.
Do fractals. So, yeah. It's going to be really quite slow.
Okay. Zane, Reverend, you dimly perceive that Zane appears to have been unable to endure, at least for the moment, the majesty of this sight, and it is.
He's got no faith, you see. That's the trouble.
It's down to you now, for now, to maintain this long enough for him to stumble back into the light.
Hold the line, Reverend.
I don't know. Basically, I'm going to concentrate on holding it rather than exploring it further, insofar as that's meaningful.
Yeah. There is a long pause. The Reverend is, the strain is visible on him. It is a majestic feeling, but, this is...
It's everywhere, Benjamin. It's in you, in the glass. It's everywhere.
Yes, it is truly in all of us.
We're multitudes.
Mixed messages, gentlemen, mixed messages.
Captain, do you think we ought to... do something.
We'll be fine. We're fine.
Oh yeah, I saw a lot of this in Sudan. I had to shoot a lot of them.
just a moment.
Until they put their underpants on their head and start saying wibble, they're fine.
No, it's Zane at the moment. So that's fine. He always goes off on a bit. Goes off on a bit of a wild one.
Okay. I'm going to say after.
I'm not sure he's been on a wild one quite.
Perhaps
like this before.
10 minutes of. If it's
Ben or the Reverend, then we worry.
Or 1,000 years.
It feels like
it's
1,000 years. Yeah. You have realized one of the things that Lloyd realized, which is that time is just one of the many other dimensions.
I really need to talk to my counselor.
You have made
Professor
one of the classic blunders.
And this is how he was seeing to the distant past and to the great future.
They're all the same.
He was writing those books. You could write books like that.
Maybe I did write those books.
Maybe you did. Yes. Maybe you will.
Let's just say that you did. That way you don't have to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, he's starting to get...
It's everywhere.
He's
you're
starting
everywhere.
To sound, yeah,
we're
you're
together.
Right, Jones. He is starting
we are
to,
all and everything
to
is
sound
nothing.
A little bit odd.
you
just keep an eye up here. I'll pop down.
Very good, sir.
Now
I'll go and put a couple of caps in his arse.
Have you got any sort of skill you could use to help bring him back into the fold? just to speed up.
Actually,
the process.
I've got a cult. Can I pick up? Can I pick up in the chant and try and guide him along?
Yes, you can.
Are you very sure about that? 37. Yes, I've actually got 46 in a cult.
Reverend, your relief, you feel the strong, confident voice of Benjamin. Well,
basically has the imagination of an estate agent, and so can just plough through this.
Yes, you're no longer about a stiff up alone in the face of this transcendent vision.
Come on, Zane, you can do this.
There's two voices now, there's two voices chanting, and you know this. This is your bag, baby.
So I guess somehow I limited to room sizes.
I managed to grab myself back.
Yeah.
Come on, we can do Men of Harlech after this.
Four paltry dimensions, which seem shadowy and nothing to me now.
Yeah. A mere four dimensions.
I must not think of it. The eye. The three-lobed burning eye.
Definitely don't think of the three-lobed burning eye. This is going to be a really bad point to do that. Okay, you're back. You're back in the cavern.
There are things, Benjamin, in those dimensions. They are lean and artist.
You have to whatever extent as you individually picture it, you have this concept in your minds of this knot, this incredibly complex knot of space and time. Space time, if you will. Maybe there's something in that.
And in that.
You feel you can shift it. You can.
Can we move it and just chop it in half?
You could try. How confident are you feeling?
No, let's unknot it. We've got time. Unknot it.
Okay. So, can I have either an occult roll or. If you do not have a cult, but I think all you do, you could make a POW times 3 roll. If you are doing a cult, you can do a cult times 2 because you have the sympathetic magic.
That will be 144 in my case.
Then don't critically fail.
Okay.
When you say, I'm interested. What counts as a critical failure in this system?
Well, I've rolled 99, so I'm guessing that's pretty bad.
Thank God. I've rolled 98. I thought I was going to be the worst lot.
You're fine. Okay, two of you have succeeded. Zane, desperately.
I know more about the universe than any human in history has ever understood.
Yeah, that's your problem. You lose a point of sun. And you feel temporarily, you have also temporarily lost a point of con from the physical strain.
Oh, you rotten shit.
Benjamin, that's him. Desperately trying to cut, but he's not out of it. He's clinging on to this ritual, but his heart's racing. His breath is coming in short pants, as typical.
I am not wearing short pants. May I just...
Long
let alone coming in them.
Benjamin, Reverend, you feel this mass of dimensions, starting to flatten out. Zane, you're trying. You can feel the shifting from the others, but you can't. You're also it's this knot of dimensions twisted in a very complex shape, but it's also a sea of discrete orbs and an infinite assembly of woven threads and facets of a shape of indescribable complexity and also multicolored vibrations in an ocean of sound.
Okay,
there is a consciousness in there.
Okay,
the universe is conscious.
Your problem.
So at this point, when I empty the bucket of water over the top of him, is
you
that
can do
going
that?
To be a good Have thing or a bad thing?
Short, sharp shock?
Well, I was just thinking...
We can find out.
He's going... He seems to be going a bit...
He is visibly struggling.
Well, and as well, I'm sort of assuming that the blood coming out of his nose and his ears is probably maybe a little bit.
Just the nose at this point. There's many more points of con to be lost before we get into ears.
Okay, fair enough.
Let me know when we reach anus.
Okay, so I think this is a... I think this is probably a will roll. Huh? Willpower roll from Zane to get a grip. Having been just covered in icy water.
And willpower. Oh yeah, okay, I got you. Wait, no, my willpower is 8.
So your willpower times 5.
Okay. This is my current will.
So your willpower points have gone down. Your will should not have changed.
It's your POW, effectively.
Your POW. Your POW. Sorry, yes, POW.
Oh, I failed by 3.
You failed by 3? Okay. I mean, it's helping to...
Oh, wait, you can't.
It's helping to some extent, but also now you're having palpitations and you're freezing.
Brilliant, now I'm drowning as well. Thanks,
great,
Kat.
Yeah. But good try. Okay, Benjamin, Rev, he's out of it for now. You are on this. You've made some progress.
I'll step in and possibly on to
him. I would love to stop and help him, but I really don't think we can afford to.
If thine eye offends thee,
you feel that would be a bad idea.
I am bashing my head against the cave wall at this point.
Okay, at this point, he's over my shoulder.
I always have been.
Put my foot on his head to stop him, but carry on with
it. It's all right, I'm with you. It's all right. Okay,
as you reverse your shotgun. It's all right, I've got him.
And I'm carrying him out of the cave.
How is your unarmed?
I will be resisting arrest.
Ooh.
My unarmed is 20.
Okay. Mine's probably not much better. I'm not very good with unarmed. I just assume that most of the time I'm using either a sword or just shooting people.
Okay. Just give me opposed unarmed then and see whether you manage to drag him out.
85 over 20.
You're not at your best.
Fat fail. I can't work out which dimension we're fighting in.
So I've just failed by 23 over 20.
Okay, so you've not got him over your shoulder, but you are kind of moving him away from the ritual. Yeah, and if you can get him, you know, even if you can't get a grip on him, a couple more of those, he'll be close enough for Jones to join in. And the two of you will be definitely able to manhandle.
Get the hobnails in.
Exactly. Okay, Benjamin, Reverend.
Yep, we can do this.
Come on.
Good luck, you two.
Right, chant away. Yeah.
Yep.
What am I doing? Everybody's looking as if something is
about to... This is validating that smug, reverent sense of faith as well. Yeah.
Oh, is this the terrible realisation that's made you go over the edge?
He was right all along.
You see, this is your problem, Dan. You're always chasing after loose women, ruining your bodily essence. I just have a convenient arrangement with a friendly widow. And
nice, regulated, you know.
Well, you've made it weird now.
Okay, come on. Roll, gentlemen. Roll the dice.
Against what?
Again, you're
still a cult.
In your case, yeah.
64 now failed.
55 it's a critical failure. Bugger.
No, because we're still on occult times 2, remember? Because you've got a large...
Sorry, succeeded in that case.
Doing the sympathetic magic thing is a really good idea.
So it is.
Do that, this is really hard.
Yes. So, in that case, I've succeeded by quite a margin.
Yeah, and we've got a critical success there, which is getting extra successes, okay? You feel, it's coming apart. It is under control. It is both of you feel, you have control over this now. That any disruption caused by, you know, Zane's kind of panic is over. You think one more go at this should be enough to resolve it.
Right. Okay.
A normal success. So
46 is dead on my actual skill.
Perfect. You feel in your minds the gentle melting away of this knot. It's like if a noise has stopped that you hadn't noticed until now.
Would that be a sort of a clacky type noise?
Yeah, sort of clacky type noise.
Yeah,
that might have been me, sorry.
There is a gust of wind ripples in strange patterns across the surface of the lake. For a moment, you glimpse things, but not long enough to see what. And then the thing in your hands is simply an empty frame. Whatever the mirror was is gone.
gone.
Yeah, there's the frame part, but the actual mirror bit is simply not there.
Wow.
So, was it ever of this earth?
Let it go gently. Don't just think about something else. Let this head full of weird go slowly away.
No, I feel it will be head dripping full of out wonder of and majesty Zane's.
As far as the reverend's concerned.
Well, yes, that's true.
I mean, from the reverend's point of view,
yeah, but when you've touched the divine,
he has been chatting with God.
Is this one of your chat up lines, Zane? Yeah. My dear, I mean, when you have touched the divine. Anymore.
Yeah, I mean, for the reverend, at least, this is genuinely a very profound experience. You feel that kind of slow.
It's false. It's all
letting
false.
Go.
It's and, a cookbook.
I mean, whether you guys now. Who knows, but you definitely get the thing you would like to at least at some point soon just kind of go somewhere by yourself and just kind of reflect on it, you know, give it some space, give yourself some space to process the experience you have had.
We all call it differently.
Yeah.
You're a bad Nicholas.
You have not... failed to unpick the lock, failed to unpick the knot, and caused a terrific thunderstorm that devastates local area. Well done. And you have not been cast into the twisted mirror dimension created by Mr. DeVilray.
That was never actually going to happen, though. I mean, was it?
Well,
no, of course not.
No, of course it wasn't, because I was tooled up to the max. I would have had a wonderful time for about 2 or 3 days before I ran out of ammo.
Yes, very probably.
So we should...
We're back in that earthly paradise that is Victorian England.
Indeed.
In a cave.
Indeed, sir. Jones helps...
clean up and...
Jones helps, you know, get Zane settled down.
Incredibly, Zane didn't actually hit breaking point, so I'm guessing he recovers quicker.
You do actually recover relatively.
Has he got,
quickly?
Like, Stanley... grey hair at the side now.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, I like that. Yes, definitely.
Come on, sir.
A streak of grey pubic hair.
Like so many Marvel superheroes weirdly have. Reed Richards and Doctor Strange and all these others have got Stan Lee's hair.
Did Stan Lee have a streak of...
He got white...
Yeah, white on either side. You know, basically, if you think of the classic... image of Reed Richards.
That was Stan Lee.
That basically is how Stan Lee...
with a totally different face.
That's how Stan Lee... describing what he found when he went to Marvel. And he said, no wonder Stan was always smiling. The way he treated his fellow contributors was not to Mr. Moore's taste. But many things are not to Mr. Moore's taste, to be fair.
That's true. That is true. I've heard a song.
Well,
so we pass on the good news then to my old friend.
You leave the caverns. You know, I hope your experiments went well, sir.
Oh, fascinating.
We've made some
things up. They're everywhere. You're next. You're next.
We're hoping to enlist a few people to help. If we come back, we'll definitely sign you up.
Back.
If that's
all. We're already
thank you,
there.
Sir. Thank you, sir.
We're
don't worry. He has rich relatives. We'll get him somewhere safe.
Yes, sir. I hear Bedlam's not a bad place these days, sir.
Much better than it used to be, really. Much better.
He won't need Bedlam.
If you wish, you return to Snobby Court, or you head off.
Well, I think we should, rather than just disappear off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Apart from anything else, let's make sure things are actually... vaguely back to normal.
Let's make sure
we did it.
Got to get all that whitewash off all the windows and mirrors.
No, he's got people.
Servants could do that.
Servants before. You got to keep him busy.
He's
creating work
for
the working man to do. You know,
that is essentially my role.
For the working man to do. The
my family has been doing that and enclosing the commons since time immemorial.
There have been no further incidents at Snobby Court.
Very good.
There are no further incidents. If you choose to stay another day or two, there is
I
nothing
think we should,
suspicious.
Because apart from anything else, we have the vague impression that some of them might be following us around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do not experience any fresh
Follow
symptoms.
We're all following.
And it'll give Zane a bit of a chance to,
yeah.
I don't know, smoke enough opium that he finally shuts up. There must be something we can do.
Well, the kindly doctor is very happy laudanum to supply appropriate quantities of laudanum.
What he needs is good British and beer. Let's go down to the local pub.
So I've rolled an 11,
no hallucinogen.
Which is
well for the doctor.
For Zane. So. While obviously I suspect some of you gentlemen are probably going to intervene, Goodnight feels very sympathetic to his poor wounded brain and is very nice to him for the remainder of his stay, which probably makes him feel a bit better.
Thank you.
And is no longer terrified of the Super Turin. And she thinks it's all because, obviously, the wonderful Reverend banished the demon and... she's told it's all fine now and it must be due to that lovely Professor Zane.
Yes, that's right. He was possessed by the devil and the Reverend managed to exorcise it. As you can see...
the angles I've discovered in my...
just a shell of a man left, really.
I am back to normal.
You are back to normal now, but it may take you a while to realise that.
Well, normal for
Zane. Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's spend a bit longer realising it with this.
Yeah, you can spend some time to... recuperate. Okay, so I suspect you haven't actually lost very much San, but let's have a look. If if the investigators successfully
3 points
destroy
the
mirror, we'll find a solution that permanently ends the Drichalgod menace. They regain 2 points of San. If they manage to...
You're serious? I haven't even got back to normal.
If they manage to protect Talleyrand from harm...
mostly.
They regain... mostly. Another point of sand. Okay.
Perfect, that'll do me. Right, back to 90.
If they successfully protect the Lowes from being murdered in their beds, they regain 3 points of sand.
The who?
The
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, I feel so much.
Because you didn't send times back when to their house to be devoured in the night by things emerging from their mirrors.
I just can't tell sometimes if you're role-playing or if it's just that callous. You know.
If they learn the nature of the mirror and its implications for the nature of reality, thus better understanding the events of the scenario...
I did.
Tucson.
I gained sanity from that.
I'm not going to give myself that because I don't.
I don't think you did, really. Yeah.
No, I think to be honest, losing at cards to Jones once a bloody again.
Beginner's luck, sir.
I'm also not going to gain that. Yes, I feel, although I did, it had such a
beginner
negative.
Now.
Yeah,
I think
probably for
me.
You.
That isn't in any way sanity gaining.
If they learned how Nicholas de Villiers meddling unleashed the Drichogod, do you feel you did that?
No, I think
we hypothesised rather than had it confirmed.
Hypothesised, yeah. Have a point of sand.
It's
you haven't done that. You haven't done that, and you haven't done that. Okay.
I'm down a whole point.
Tragic.
I feel fine.
It's not much of a spiral in this, but I'm
just
overly generous.
Visiting my old friend.
Also, to be fair, the fact that you kept simply one-shotting all the Drakogod before they had a chance to menace most of you has really reduced the amount of sun loss.
This is why we need an unimaginative captain around.
Well, I mean, basically, he just cut... They come up... I mean, the captain...
Oh, is it, Pop?
Captain's almost perfect for that sort of thing because he's got an int of 8, he's got a power of 13, and he's got his shooting is 74 at the moment.
An idiot with a gun. That's what.
So, I would very much like to. I will send you a copy of this. It is quite long. Please. I warn you. Do not feel you need to read it. But I'm very interested to know what you thought of it.
Really enjoyed it. It was really good fun.
How many sessions was that, just out of interest?
More than you planned.
14. I'm not that surprised, honestly.
Because you've met us?
Yeah. but also because it's designed... it is designed to be a relatively slow... I feel like I quite like slow burn. Poking around, slow burn for the Victorian stuff in particular.
There were definitely times when I felt I had no particular idea where we should go next, but there were still things to look into, so...
Yeah. I think there were quite a few things where if we'd have been more diligent of writing down the clues...
What was the thing?
Basically,
we
what we needed was a ship
we could have
playing
earlier, but we didn't. You mentioned that we followed a particular avenue.
So, I mean, I tried to make obviously you can do whatever. I tried to at least have suggestions for how to handle it if you tried to solve it in various ways. The specific one was at one point you were very interested in the Japanese legend.
Yeah.
And said, oh, I wish we had a magic sword. You could, in fact, have obtained a magic sword.
See, that's not the sort of thing you expect to be an option, is it? If you're playing like a Victorian squire.
Yeah, so you could have looked out any local histories of magic swords that are, in fact, actual local histories of magic swords. You could have tried to find one. You can find the sword of Sir Hugh Bard. Who used it to kill a dragon near Loth, and took it to the shrine of St. Guthlac at Crowland Abbey, which is a very minor crossover with another scenario you've played. It shows up a couple of times. You could have tracked down that sword and used it to cut the mirror.
Would that have been?
Oh, could I have used
any
that?
Ritual involved? Or just
could the captain have used that to get into the Mirrorlands?
That's one of the things that might have happened when you tried to cut the mirror.
Because, like I say, that's...
Many years.
We just stay there for a few days after this is all calming down. The captain goes and decides to look for something to read and finds a volume that talks about magic swords. And the next thing we know, he's got a loaded knapsack and is traipsing off towards Wales.
You could have enlisted the cults that you found out about.
Yes,
we found out about those about the same time as was a bit more concurrent. Yeah. So
I think a problem with this is there's a lot of stuff which you get if you go and look at the stuff in Wales.
We were casting about a bit, then we went to Wales and we got everything.
Largely. There was quite a bit of stuff in the house. There was the stuff you found when you looked into De Villeray specifically, but I think I need to find a way to distribute all the stuff that Lloyd had trickle.
I think the stuff for Lloyd...
Took some or something.
Yeah, so for me, the stuff for Lloyd was brilliant as a, okay, they've missed all the clues... This is where they're going to get it either way.
How are we
going to
tell them?
Yeah, this is where I can
box
actually go...
Box text, the Walton Hall sidebar. They've missed all the clues. What do I do?
I was starting to worry because you were very... You were, seemed at one point completely set on never going to Wales. I was like...
Well, I think it's because we knew that none of us spoke Welsh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You'd need a damn good reason to go, really, wouldn't you? If you're in Lincolnshire, you're about as far as you can get from Wales. Mm-hmm.
You could have gone to the cult. That would have been fine. You would owe the cult a favour.
Tricky things, cults.
Yeah, you could do the ritual, which you did. You could have attempted to destroy the mirror. But that's down as not really within the scope of this scenario because you have to learn how to make and destroy the mirror.
Toss it into a volcano, I think, is the answer.
That is the classic, or you could attempt to summon a powerful mythos entity of your own bat, possibly literally, take it away.
Take it away now.
There are, or rather there were, two actual mythos tones in the Library of Snarby Court. There are no longer two mythos tones in the Library of Snarby Court.
Because somebody has borrowed
somebody
them.
Has them.
No.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
They're missing. Yeah.
So that means that anyone else who plays this adventure, they aren't going to be able to find those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think like that's how it works, style. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and if the experiment had gone badly, the ritual gone badly, you could have ended up in the sort of bottled world that Devereux managed to create for himself.
Can you imagine if adventures worked like that? You bought a scenario, but if somebody else had played it before you and like cleared out the dungeon, your version was a load of empty rooms.
Oh, there is a...
Oh, there's a woodlouse.
Yep. There's a series of books actually cut by Drew Hayes where the main characters actually are actually the NPCs who pretend to be the PCs, but they actually come across a couple of the PC guys one of who at the very least, because there were only ever two copies of this particular game, this role player, and the GM for the who was running the sort of like side thing is there going, those words changed.
Love it.
And basically and one of his mates isn't around at the moment because he's actually physically in the, you know, and it gets quite weird and quite weird and stuff. It's actually it is quite good. I'd recommend Drew Hayes anyway. He's
don't know him.
He wrote a series of books, though they go on for a bit, called Superpowers, where people have got superpowers, but they aren't necessarily under control. And then there's a whole way of potential way of them gaining control. And then they go, and then they're able to go to the academy. There's some very, very, very nice characters, including the superhero called Titan, who his way of getting stronger is he's basically super tough, super strong. And his way of getting stronger is he gets hit by something that's tougher than his current toughness is. So he's been a superhero for about 20, 30 years. There's not very many things. And somebody actually manages to hit him and make him bleed very slightly from the mouth. And he's there going, fantastic. And then up a bit.
Hang on, isn't this like, was it Nick's character or was it yours in Victorious? Who was it who kept having people want,
I think it was Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. I wanted to be hurt.
Yeah, but I think that was just a psychological thing rather than anything else.
I got more powerful the more they hit me. I promise.
That's what I tell my doctor. Right. Well, that is terrific. Thank you. Yeah,
no, it's indeed. That was really good, Shiva. I'll try and sort of have a think of
I've taken a bunch of notes of things that could do with fixing or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, useful like information, as with always, when it's the first time you're ever running it through, it's a little bit stuttered at a few places.
Yeah.
But it
partly ours, but yes.
But yeah, well, I mean, yes, I mean, yeah. And also, you know, there were a few things where, oh, there's a clue, there's a clue, there's a clue. We'll veer to one side and away we'll go. Sort
down
of
the clue.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Do you want to know about the loose end?
Yeah, go for it.
Yes.
Is there a loose end?
You never found out what happened with the thing in the Eagles.
The Eagles?
The hotel you were just staying at in Lamroost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was that then?
Got enough to eat off the chap it found. Now there's another one of him wandering around.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't call that a loose end as much as his problem, would you?
It's his problem, very much.
We closed its way off, so sooner or later it'll get drunk or fall off a tree or something.
Yes, probably.
Wow, okay, well...
Yeah, if they feed enough, they get to turn into a person.
That's the sort of thing that...
I think we'll like that.
After the end credits, to... Exactly. Another scene.
So that the audience can go, hang on, who was that bloke? What just happened?
Where are they? Is that?
I didn't recognise that.
Is this a teaser for the next season? Yeah. Thank you very much.
Professor Zane, Dad.
It's you doing your best voice from the back row of the cinema.
Sadly, his actor wanted too much money, so he got eaten off screen.
Yeah.
Died of syphilis off screen.
Feel free to roll your tick so you're ready for next time.
Okay, right. So we need to fail these. Do we?
No, you don't fail. You just
gain. You just get D4.
Oh, we just get a D4.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
There's no rolling to regain to gain something.
Right. Okay.
D4.
For anything we've got ticked, that's a 4, which means I've got +4 on alertness, which is actually pants.
I've managed to say
that's very good.
Don't forget that you've got an unarmed as well. My unarmed is now 22.
Alertness has gone up by 2.
I haven't got much ticked here. Reassure.
We did have a halfway through.
Yeah, you had on halfway through.
Laura's gone up by 3. That'll come in handy.
My alertness is now 43 and my unarmed is 22.
Is it liable for somebody to pass out the word that you died of syphilis?
Not if you're dead already. my cult has gone up incredibly, not that it helped me. Went out by 4.
Excellent.
Lovely. Thank you, Shim.
Thank you for enduring this.
Putting so much thought into these adventures that we proceed to just piss about in.
Yeah.
Fine. It's supposed to be fun. That's why we do it.
It is.
That's why I do it. There's no point just, like, writing something. Honestly, if I'd done this and you kind of raced through it in a session or two, I would have been quite miffed.
You'd have thought we were just messing around for everything else, but oh, let's get his out the way.
Pretty much, yeah. So it's nice that you just see that. Yeah, enjoy the ride.
No, I don't think we have an alternative speed, actually, Shim.
It's fine, mummy.
Right.
Are we
just going to focus on Traveller at this point?
Suggest your pulp thing was ready to go?
I have got Amazing Adventures ready to go.
Don't build yourself up or anything. What are you thinking of running?
This is John's previous owning Amazing Adventure. It's the same engine as Castles and...
Victorious is pretty similar.
And Victorious, yeah. So we'll see how
it's Victorious going. Without all the issues.
Castles and Crusades.
We'll see if it has issues or not. But it's D20 based.
Yeah. The Siege engine.
Style. I mean, there are some issues around armour class, but...
I love the way it does armour.
Oh, really? I thought that was a bit of a fudge, but we shall talk about it later.
Yeah, we've done
armour
doing
it. Not literally fudge. It feels like they have to do armour class because it's D20, so they're like, oh, well, if you've got a fedora, that's +2. But...
yeah, that's exactly what it is. It means that if your character is the kind of character who wears a domino mask and a fedora, that works as armour because it's going to plot armour.
The better you describe your pulp costume, the better your armour class. Unfortunately, this group won't be a problem, but it opens itself up to...
It's never been a problem.
I will keep describing until I get +7, I feel. But
No. So, trench coat, fedora, eye mask,
still with a bullet mark in it from the war.
Anyway.
T-shirt. In 2 weeks' time, then, if we do Traveller next time.
Okay, yeah. Can do that.
Yeah.
Is that all right? Good.
Brilliant, okay.
I do like...
I think I better...
I'm liking, by the way, not leaving Traveller B too long, because I
Well, that's. I'm happy if we decide we'd rather carry on with Traveller. I'm happy with that too. But
I don't know how much of that thing is.
I quite like alternating as long as other people are happy to as well.
If that
I'm just enjoying it. It also that means that nobody's forced to be GM all the time.
Yeah, actually, maybe
because it is hard. It is.
Stretch our groins into the. I'm going to stop.
No.
Although I suppose it does make it a little harder to remember what happened in the previous session.
Yeah, because you're trying to forget.
Right, I'm going to have to go, guys, because I'm exhausted, I'm afraid. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see you traveling next week.
Yep. Same bat station.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye.